The Volcano School of Arts and Sciences Public Charter School serves 215 students at two campuses in Volcano Village. State Senator Richard Onishi was instrumental in securing $12 million in state funding to construct new facilities. He says even before that, he was able to help the school and the Volcano community.
Before this funding came about, we helped them secure $450,000 for a certified kitchen for the community. The school would be able to rent out, to make added value products and earn some income. It was a win for the Volcano community as well as the school.
Volcano School of Arts and Sciences Principal Kalima Kinney says the school has been in operation since 1915, the only school in the 40 miles between Mountain View and Pahala. She talks about the new facilities designed by the late Volcano architect Boone Morrison.
It has 16 classroom spaces, including a preschool building and a single-story elementary building with breakout spaces and gardens, and then a two-story upper L and middle school building that has one of our two steam labs, a multi-purpose building, an administration building, and then, of course, our commercial kitchen. We will be retaining the existing schoolhouse and utilizing that for our arts and culture classes. That was the schoolhouse for this area from 1933 until 1973.
Senator Onishi says he got state funding because the land is Department of Education property. Funding will be in the DOE capital improvement budget.
The original cost was $15 million. I wanted the school to have a buy-in. We asked them to put up a dollar for every $4 the state put up. We got $12 million. They need to come up with $3 million. They're on their way.
Principal Kinney says the school is working now to raise the additional $3 million, primarily through local, state, and federal grants. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.